Here's the truth about the dorms at Rutgers University that they do not tell you. I'm going to give this from my experience. I was a freshman that lived on Livingston, specifically Quad 3. All quads are going to have identical experiences. I'm also going to talk about Linden Towers and the other campuses like College Ave, Cook, Doug, and Bush. Number one, AC. If you live on Livingston as a freshman, there is a 0% chance you will get AC. If you live on College Ave, most of the dorms don't really have AC either. What does that mean? That means that move-in is going to be
fucking hell.
I mean like actual hell. I moved in, it was about 95 degrees, it was fucking terrible. I opened the door, a heat wave smacked in my face. Because, mind you, these dorms haven't really been used that much over the summer, so it gets really, really hot in the rooms. If outside is 95,
inside's 100.
Understand that. Just put that in your head. That's a mental note. Whatever outside is, inside's going to be hotter. So what does this mean you should do? This means that you should bring fans. Bring two fans. I brought two, my roommate bought two. One should be like next to your bed so that when you sleep, you can turn it on and sleep sound. The other one should be in front of the window just to help circulate the room. If you haven't bought a fan already, I would suggest the Wuzu. I didn't have the Wuzu myself, but the Wuzu was literally the strongest fan I've ever seen. Like one of my friends had the Wuzu, and that shit is strong. If you live on Bush, you will have AC. Most of the freshman dorms have AC. If you live on Cook Doug, it's kind of like a 50-50. Some dorms do have AC on Cook Doug, some don't. Obviously, if you have a medical condition, or if you have
a medical note,
do what you gotta do. I'm not a doctor, but hey, you gotta do what you gotta do. You can get an AC installed in your room if you have a medical condition or a medical note. It's really not that deep though. No AC isn't that bad. It's only for like, I'd say the first month of the year and then maybe the last month of the year from last week of August, all the way till September to maybe like April/May-ish, and then you'll be fine. So it's not that deep, but it's something to consider so that it's not a curveball to you when you open that door or step into that dorm. Number two, elevators. If you live in the quads, you will not have an elevator. You are
fucked.
What does that mean? That means that during move-in, you have to carry your shit up your fucking self. I was on the fourth floor. So I get into the place, I get into my quad, and I'm like, okay, finally, I'm here.
Where's the elevator?
And there's no fucking elevator. And I was just like, what the fuck? My dad was like, how we pay all this money? No AC, no elevator. And this is just another example of are you screwed? We keep getting screwed again and again and again and again. And as a freshman, you're gonna get screwed the most, man. Like, just expect it. But I don't want it to be a curveball to you like it was to me. There are no elevators in any of the quads. If you're in the fourth floor, you're just gonna carry your shit up yourself. So if you're a female, you're not that strong, maybe tag along with, get your brother to come with you, get a guy friend to help you move in, get your dad to help you, get your brother, get your cousin, because it was just me and my dad. My mom didn't really help much. I didn't expect her to, but it's going to be tough. That's all I'm going to let you know. Libby Towers does have elevators because they have more floors, and most dorms do have elevators, so don't really worry about that, but I just know for sure that the quads do not have any elevators, so be prepared. Number three, tunnels. This is the coolest thing about the quads. All the quads have their own tunnels. What does that mean? That means that if I live in house 31, because there are different houses within each quad. So my quad was quad 3, so we had house 31, house 30, house 32, and so forth. We had like maybe 9-10 houses. All the houses are their own buildings, meaning that that's like your group of people that you're going to be living with in that whole building. However, if you get to the basement, you can take a right, walk a little bit, and then you can be at the next house. And then you can get out, walk a little bit, and be at the next house. So you can walk through the whole quads without even stepping foot outside, which is a good thing. Also, in the basement, we have the laundry, which is mean washers and dryers. We also have a huge lounge in the basement. Each house has their own personal lounge, which is really small. But then there's a huge lounge in the basement where we have pool tables, ping pong tables, sofas, chairs to do work, chairs to relax. There's a TV you can connect an HDMI to. There's an oven, a bunch of shit. Week one, week two, week three, I suggest you go there, especially welcome week, because a lot of kids are going to be bored and they're going to be hot in their rooms in the quads, so they're going to end up going there. And I think if you want to make friends, like I made a bunch of friends there just by staying there. In your first couple weeks of college, do not be afraid to say hi to anyone. Hey, how are you? What's your name? Where are you from? All that shit is acceptable. If anyone has too high of an ego to respond to you, you don't even want to be friends with a dickhead like that anyways. But I think the main quad lounge was a big thing and it was great to make friends. And the tunnels were so cool. When you first get there, you're going to be like, oh my gosh, like the tunnels were tough. Like when you first get on campus, they're actually tough. But then you get used to it and you're like, okay, it's not even that deep. It's not that special. Number four, co-ed dorms. Most dorms are going to be co-ed unless you're living on like Cook Doug, where I do know they have like all-girls dorms, which is like, you know, personal preference. If you want to live in an all-girl dorm for like safety, for privacy, stuff like that, I totally understand. However, my dorm was a little different in the co-ed aspect. We did it by floors. So like the first floor would be guys, the second would be girls, the third floor would be guys, the fourth would be girls, like stuff like that. So it would just switch. It would alternate. I was on the fourth floor and I was guys, so the floor below me was girls. And I know in other dorms, however, they have it that like you can have a guy dorm in this room and in the next room it could just be a girl. So it just depends on where you live. If you live in the quads, it's probably going to be by floor. If you live in, I think, towers, they do it that you can be on the same floor as a girl. The pro I would say is that there's only one bathroom on each floor. Also, my floor isn't as big. I'm sharing a bathroom with like 10 people. So I had 10 people and I shared the bathroom with them. I think it was calm. If you're not sure if your dorm is like floor by floor or if it's room guy, room girl, if you're not sure, I'd probably just comment and someone would help you out. Those are all the tips and advice I have for you guys. I'm going to keep coming with these videos. I appreciate the support. And I hope you guys enjoy your summer and get ready for moving. I do have a move-in vlog from last year. So I'm going to post my move-in vlog closer to like end of August. So y'all stay tuned. Follow.